Hello, this is BC, and I'd just like to welcome you to the New Day Podcast. The Bible tells us, Psalm 118:24, that weeping may endure for a night. That's actually Psalm 30:15. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Whatever you're going through today, I want you to remember, you may be having a season, but know this, it's not over. It's never over. Psalm 118:24 tells us this is a day the Lord has made, and we, the body of Christ, shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, I pray for the joy of the Lord today to manifest upon each and every hearer of the New Day Podcast. Today I want to discuss and talk about our new authority in Jesus Christ. One of the most important things that Christ did is restore our relationship and authority and connection to Almighty God. I'm reminded of the Old Testament, how God had put us in fellowship and communion with God. Adam and Eve sinned. The separation came. Man was separated from God. And God began a process through Abraham, through Moses and the law, through the Lord Jesus Christ and his finished work, to bring us back into fellowship with Almighty God. It's a great and it's a glorious day to know that as new creations in Christ Jesus, we have the Spirit of the living God abiding on the inside of us. Thank God today that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. Thank God today that the Greater One is alive within us. Thank God today that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who loved us and died for us. He bore our sins, our sicknesses, our diseases, our pains, our sorrows, our poverty, our lack. He bore it all on our behalf so that we can have a new covenant relationship with God Almighty. Psalms 89, it says, his covenant he shall not break, nor alter anything, any word that is going out of his lips. So today, one of the tools we use to exercise our authority is the Word, the Logos of the living God. Now the Holy Spirit can anoint that Word or give us a rhema word, which is a spoken, inspired word of God. I call it like you get a knower in your knower. That scripture comes alive. The prayers in Ephesians 1:16, that's where it starts, is one of the greatest prayers the Apostle Paul, through the power of the Holy Spirit, gave to the church. Because he's given us authority and dominion. Jesus went to the cross, defeated the devil, took our sins upon himself, went to hell. He rose again. Jesus is risen. And we are seated with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The greatest authority we can know as Christians is our identification with Jesus Christ. Jesus did the work for us. That's why it's so important to hold fast the profession, our confession, as it's in Hebrews 3 and Hebrews 4. Holding fast that confession and profession of our faith, declaring and decreeing the written word of God. Just like Jesus did in Luke chapter 4, he said, "It is written." The devil tried to use the word of God against Jesus. But Jesus conquered the enemy by declaring the word of God back to him. Reminds me of like in sales. I was in that field for many years. And one of the things you're taught very early is answer a question with a question. I believe Jesus answered the devil with a word. He answered the word with the word. So today, one of the things that we need to realize, Romans 5:17, good scripture to meditate on. We having abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness are reigning in this life through Jesus Christ. When Jesus died, Matthew 28:18, all power and authority and dominion was given to him. He then transferred that power and the authority to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, then he took us over in Ephesians 2. Take a look at that. He said there's only two kinds of people, saved and lost. Which one are you? I believe you're saved if you come to Jesus. Romans 10:13 tells us, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call upon the name of Jesus. Ask him into your heart. Ask him to reveal himself to you. ask the Holy Spirit to fill you with the power of God. Receive that infilling and pray in tongues. Because praying in tongues, as in 1 Corinthians 14, is where we get to pray the perfect will of God and the Father. Hallelujah. Finally, in Ephesians 2, it tells a story that God has raised us up together, made us sit together with and in Christ through what He did. We get to identify with His victory, His authority, and His dominion. So now we have the opportunity to go into the earth and declare that it is written. To go into the earth using the name of Jesus. Going into this earth with the blood of Jesus that cleanses and forgives us, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. So the name, the blood, and the finished work are ours today. We have authority. It's been delegated to us through Jesus Christ and His finished work. So today, my friend, go and walk in the light of that word and decree that word.